Good morning, fellow intellectuals. I'm Kevin McLaughlin.
I'm Charles Blanton.
And I'm Daniel Nowosinski.
Today we'll be talking about why homework sucks specifically at the end of the year.
And this is because of Miss Finn giving us 3 packets of homework in May. There's literally less than 13 days of school left, yet she is still giving us homework.
We finished the big air test already, and we have already done more homework this month than any other month this year. Our brains can only learn so much. 3 packets for homework in social studies and science is a bit much, don't you think?
It is the end of the year. Instead of watching movies, we're taking testing and homework in May.
We spend a third of our day, 5 days a week, at school. That's literally like about 35 hours of school work. And still, we get more work that we have to bring home and do that. That's a fact, Jack.
We want to go outside and enjoy the summer coming soon, but we can't when it feels like October again, and we have to sit inside doing homework for a class for 1 to 2 hours.
A class.
As we previously emphasized, it is May, and we just got another project that's due 5 days after we got it. And you can argue that it's not that hard, but there's literally about 8 days of school left.
It is a proven fact that homework is beneficial in the classroom, but at the end of the year, we shouldn't have any classwork at all.
Yeah, and like, I could literally be at home playing games like Fortnite or Clash of Clans or watching YouTube or Netflix, but instead I have to waste my time doing biome packets for science, and I have to read chapter of a book like every day in social studies.
It's hard to focus on homework when you're also bored out of your mind reading 2 or 3 chapters of an extremely boring book a night.
Only 13% of kids like homework. The majority hates homework, and I can only imagine what it's like at the end of the year.
Homework is so dumb, especially at the end of the year. And a lot of people don't even use stuff they learned in school, so what's the point of learning it if you're not going to use it?
May should be a month of rest, not a month of stress. It's the last month of the year, and you can't even tell if it's October or May.
April should be the stressful month of the year with the air testing, when said homework is making May one of the most stressful months.
At the end of the year, after the air testing, we all want to relax and take a nice break, but instead, we have to do a lot of homework for some reason.
I can understand doing homework at the middle and the beginning of the year, but doing homework when there's a week and a half left is not very beneficial. We aren't doing much in class, and students don't want to do anything at all. People want to relax at the end of the year, not read 2 chapters, do 3 packets, and a project.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want to do homework at the end of the year, do you?
No, homework sucks, and it doesn't get much better when people are complaining about going to school and then being glad that there's a week or so, then going home and spending the same amount of time doing homework as you do at school. It is hard to gain the spirit of school is almost over when we still get homework. At this rate, we will have homework over summer break.
It is extremely hard to fit in large amounts of homework in a schedule for people who do have after-school activities such as a sport or a club. When they get home, they have to do a whole lot of homework, and then they don't have time to do chores and other things.
If you have piles of homework on your desk and then complaining about having too much to do, there is a problem. Just give us less homework, or even better, none. It will help reduce stress for everyone. You, me, and anyone else.
In the end, you have to go to sleep and then repeat everything again.
That's the sad part. You're stressed out all night, then you go to sleep, wake up, go to school, turn it in, get just as much homework, and then the cycle repeats again.
It's to the point where I'm doing homework while doing other homework.
Now let's get to the part of our show where we review what the other side might think about the statements we've made.
The other side might say that we are just being lazy, and yes, I agree, that is the reason we are talking.
But lazy is how we should feel when there's only a week left. I'm currently, as of the time of me writing this, doing homework. This homework is reading chapter 23, doing chapter 21 summary, writing down the long definition for 21 words. Oh yeah, that's just social studies. We also have to do this biome project thing that we are doing over the weekend, which is due on Wednesday, which is long. We also have this long packet over biomes that we need to do.
Let us continue.
The other side might say that we are just complaining because we're still being graded.
That is also true. But the thing is, at the end of the year, the only grades we should be getting is participation grades, easy grades.
The other side might retaliate to saying that that is proving the point.
And then we would ricochet back and say, exactly, that is why we said it was true.
Charles, you're confusing me.
He means that we agree with them, but it's not appropriate to be graded constantly at the end of the year.
Seriously, everyone is done with school. The air testing is over. Why do we still need to do this extra work? Why would teachers even give us homework at the end of the year? They know that our minds are set on the summer, so if they give us extra homework, we will be really annoyed or do it poorly because we just want to relax and go home and play games or go outside and just have fun over the summer.
Do teachers enjoy giving us homework, or am I just overthinking it?
I think they might, specifically one of them.
About 60% of the parents said students should have no homework at least one day every week. I agree 100%, except it is May. We shouldn't have any at all. I know it's getting a little bit repetitive with us saying it's May, but seriously, it's the end of the school year, and we have so much stuff to do still. And now the three intellectuals sit down for a cup of tea.
So what have we learned today, my colleagues?
I have learned that at the end of the year, most people prefer to not have homework.
And I am one of them.
So what have you learned, Kevin?
I have learned that our brains can only hold so much information coming at them at once. So at the end of the year, we just want to calm it down a bit.
I've learned that everybody is done and is wishing that our teachers would stop giving us homework and tests. Can't you agree, people listening?
This is now the end of our podcast.
And remember, kids,
always do your homework.
How many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh? Ten tickles.
Eat that.
Here's one for the kiddos. What's big and red and wiggles in the sky? A jellycopter.
Tell me a dad joke.
I thought I spotted a leopard once. Turns out they're born like that.
I don't get it.
Neither does anyone.
Tell me a joke that I understand.
If your band ever goes out on tour, make sure you bring along a Latvian sound engineer. And a Czech one, two. And a Czech one, two.
That, I don't understand.
Tell me a joke about Daniel.
Whiteboards are quite remarkable.
Tell me a joke about Charles.
A pun about steak?
Yeah. Tell me a joke about Kevin.
What did the zero say to the eight?
No. Nice spell.
Okay.
Tell me a joke about Kevin.
Why should you never ask Rick Astley if you can borrow his complete collection of Pixar movies? Because he's never gonna give you up.
Tell me a more accurate joke about Kevin.
I'm not sure I understand.
Tell me a more accurate joke about Kevin.
Kevin.
A Roman walks into a bar.
Oh my god, not this one again.
And gets five drinks.
Tell me another joke about Daniel.
I don't often tell dad jokes. But when I do, because they have little antibodies.
Tell me another joke.
I'm thinking of starting a social media network for chickens. But not as my full-time job, just as a way to make hens meet.
Tell me another joke.
What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday? I, matey.
Tell me another joke.
Funny. That's the least funny thing ever.
Sorry, I'm...
Tell me another joke.
Why is Yoda afraid of seven? Because six, seven, eight.
What?
Tell me another joke.
I asked my new friend to meet me at the gym, but they never showed up. I guess the two of us aren't going to work out.
Tell me another joke.
What do you call a talking dinosaur? Thesaurus.
Oh my god.
Tell us a less edgy joke.
Tell us a less edgy joke.
Never tell a pun to a kleptomaniac. They always take things, literally.
Okay. Tell me a dad joke.
Pavlov's hair wasn't always so silky. He had to condition it.
Tell me a mom joke.
A doctor walked in to find a patient sitting on the exam table, with carrots sticking out of his nose and broccoli coming out of his ears. The doctor took one look at him and said, "Well, I can tell right away, you're not eating right."
Oh my god.
tell me an...
Oh, my God.
Tell me an actually good mom joke.
That's funny.
Morning joke.
My aunt used to work as a human cannonball. She wasn't sure she was any good at it until she got fired.
Bruh.
Tell me an actually good mom joke. M-O-M.
That may be beyond my abilities at the moment.
Tell me a joke about homework.
This one's for the kids. Why did the meatballs tell the spaghetti to go to sleep? It was pasta bedtime.
Question one. What do you think about homework at the end of the year, Mr. Anthony?
It's garbage. It sucks.
Anything else about?
It makes you tired, sleepy, and you want to just throw it in the garbage.
That's exactly how we feel.
Yes.
How much homework do you normally get?
Miss Finn? Probably about a half a million.
Half a million what?
Questions.
Wow, that's a lot of questions.
Yeah, and you don't have that many questions on this paper, see?
Yeah,
we have like 2.5 questions there.
So,
how do you answer this half a million questions?
Hey, crumble it up like he did.
Wow, and how do your grades look after this happens?
I tell Miss Finn I was dying, and my grandpa.
And does that work?
It's amazing.
So it works?
Yes.
All right, I'll be right back. I need to go do something.